Under the federal health law, exchanges are supposed to be online marketplaces where people can comparison shop for health plans. They're scheduled to be up and running in each state by 2014. But a lot of preparation is needed for that to happen. Last summer, HHS awarded Missouri a $27 million grant to develop the IT infrastructure for an exchange and update the state's old Medicaid computer systems. The grant went to a quasi-government board, the Missouri Health Insurance Pool, or MHIP. Several Republican lawmakers opposed this. MHIP's not subject to legislative oversight. And they worry Governor Jane Nixon, a Democrat, might set up an exchange without lawmakers' approval. But during an MHIP board meeting yesterday, Vice President Cheryl Dillard confirmed by conference call that MHIP will no longer be involved.
Let's just say we've suspended all work with the grant and there's nothing else going on with the exchange.
Governor Nixon could move the grant to another state agency, but that has yet to happen. Meanwhile, a bill moving through the state Senate this week would bar the governor from establishing an exchange and ban state agencies from taking part in any exchange planning unless approved by the legislature. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.